this is a big deal for Indiana. It's a big deal for Poet. It's a big deal for the country. It shows that we're moving forward.
And that's Doug Bervin, Vice President of Corporate Affairs for Poet, talking about the reopening of the bioprocessing facility in Cloverdale, about 7 miles south of Greencastle. The facility plans to be fully functional once again on Monday, September 11th.
That's when we're actually producing ethanol. So we'll be purchasing grain well before that. We'll actually start grinding corn September 5th. So they're going to be taking in a lot of corn if they're not already.
The facility was initially shut down in 2019 due to the EPA's regulations on the ethanol industry at that time.
Part of the reason for reopening this is that both the Trump and Biden administration have offered waivers for outdated regulation for E15 to be available all year round. So we're going to see higher blends of bioethanol in the fuel supply. We're trying to take the nation right away from 10% to 15%.
Bervin says that Poet has invested a significant amount of money to bring the Cloverdale facility back up and running.
We invested about $30 million to bring that plant from an 80 million gallon facility to a 95 million gallon facility. We'll employ 50 full-time folks there. We'll generate demand for about 34 million bushels of corn. And then on average, the Poet facilities contribute about $200 million to the local economy annually. Each plant does that. So it's just a win-win for everybody.
This is now Poet's fifth ethanol facility in Indiana, with the other four locations in Shelbyville, Alexandria, Portland, and North Manchester. I'm CJ Miller.